October 2nd, 2014, the Feast of the Guardian Angels. Alanis, Maureen's guardian angel, comes. He says, "Praise be to Jesus." I, Maureen, asked him how he was. He said, "I'm doing well according to God's will. But today, I have come to speak to you about the angels. Each angel has its own personality, as you have noticed throughout the years. Some exude strength. Others are more docile. All, however, are powerful and protective and guide the souls in their charge to the light of truth. You asked St. Michael last night why the guardian angels were not doing their job in the world today. Each soul needs to be open to the positive guidance of their angels. Remember, St. Michael told you years ago that as much power as God has given him, he is completely helpless in the face of man's free will. The more man sinks into sin and away from God, the more difficult it is for him to recognize and respond to the positive suggestions of his angel. Some angels are, in particular, warrior angels. They are assigned to persons of influence in the world to combat the many demons assigned to these influential people and to help them to lead in righteousness. Every unborn child has an angel. If the baby is destroyed through the sin of abortion, the angel returns to heaven. There are fierce battles being waged around and in abortion clinics. Good angels stand guard over good nations. Evil demons stand guard over nations governed by evil. If a good and righteous nation begins a moral decline, the good angel watching over it is in constant battle. He may call in brigades of angels to his aid. Most nations previously on the side of righteousness but challenged by the abuse of authority and the compromise of truth find themselves in this situation today. Their angels are busy. Bodies of water have angels as well, some harmful to life, likewise in buildings and neighborhoods. Never cease calling upon your angels. We will help you in your every need. It is our duty and our joy." A note is given that a nation governed by evil is an example today, ISIS.